recently about Hillary Clinton's activities. We'll get a rundown from her coming up at 8:05.
Plus Larry Kudlow and a big win for the Nats, all coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Corey Stewart is now the former Donald Trump chairman in Virginia. He lost his job yesterday after leading a protest outside the Republican National Committee headquarters. But Stewart says he wanted to make a point, even if it meant losing his job.
The RNC is not behind Mr. Trump. The Republican establishment is clearly not behind Mr. Trump. And we held this to try to put pressure on the RNC and the RNC and the Republican establishment to put the money back.
Stewart spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Donald Trump, meanwhile, is looking to shore up his base, targeting the Clintons.
He spoke of Hillary Clinton as an enabler for her husband's sexual misdeeds and offered up the notion that he's not willing to back down from the personal line of attack.
If they want to release more tapes saying inappropriate things, we'll continue to talk about Bill and Hillary Clinton doing inappropriate things.
Trump did not specify what else he might have on Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton responded at her own rally in Michigan. She's happy to talk about her and her husband's work and accomplishments of the past 30 years. Bob Costantini, Washington.
An armed robbery, a multi-car crash, and a carjacking resulted in the shutdown of the southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Laurel for hours early this morning. Police say it all started after midnight when an armed robbery at the Tasty Diner in Laurel. The suspect crashed into at least seven other cars on the parkway, then stole a car to continue his escape. Police have found the stolen car in Northeast Washington, but the suspect is still at large. The killing floods are far from over in North Carolina, where Hurricane Matthew's passing pushed at least three rivers to record levels. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis says the devastation in the eastern part of the state is extensive.
Matthew has moved well into the northern latitudes, but in its wake, we have billions of dollars worth of damage, and rivers and streams continue to fill up. They're at or above flood stage because we have so much water. The ground was already saturated.
Rescuers are back at work this morning across eastern North Carolina. The Chicago Teachers Union will not be going on strike today. Over contract negotiations, a tentative deal was reached late last night, says Union President Karen Lewis.
What we ended up with is something that's good for kids, it's good for clinicians, it's good for paraprofessionals, for teachers, for the community, and we're very pleased that we were able to come to this tentative agreement.
Chicago is the nation's third largest school district. The number of students in the Montgomery County public school system is continuing to grow, and the school board is trying to figure out how best to proceed.
Right now, there are 159,000 students attending school in Montgomery County. The largest increase has been at the elementary school level, and that's expected to continue, which is why the district's facilities manager, James Song, says money in the capital improvements program is going to focus on building more classrooms.
Within next six-year period, within the CIP that's approved, we'll be adding 488 classroom seats.
But the question is, should there be more expansion at the elementary or high school level? The board is continuing to discuss that. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And if you've been putting off getting a flu shot, don't wait much longer. Maryland health authorities now report the state's first confirmed case of the flu this season. They say that person is from the Washington area. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,329, the Nasdaq at 5329. Sports, the Nationals are now one win away from advancing to the NLCS. So are the Cubs. American League Cleveland advanced with a sweep on the Red Sox. Monday Night Football, the Buccaneers beat the Panthers. NBA preseason, the Wizards lose. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
When visiting Cabinet Discounter's kitchen and bath showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. We've had a couple of minor problems this morning. First, eastbound as you pass 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, then up at the Beltway. Those incidents, they had been cleared. Now, brand new one reported east on 66 in the Centerville area. So do watch fire and rescue responding in that stretch. Now, let's get you on to the Capitol Beltway. On the outer loop, as you leave Springfield, the crash outer loop near Eisenhower Avenue still blocks the left lane. Heavy volume. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, a little bit sluggish here each direction near 197, but your travel lanes have been reopened. Also trying to get to the Baltimore, Washington Parkway, we still have a lot of volume on 197, but commuters were working around a detour there earlier with the closure. On 29, leaving Columbia down into Burtonsville, slowing. 270 most of the way on the brakes here through Urbana and on to the 270 spur. And now from Garage DoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will be in the upper 60s today and tomorrow. Clear start to the day today with some high clouds this afternoon. Let's make it 67. Tonight, partial clouds, 52. Suburbs a little cooler. Sunshine with some clouds tomorrow up near 69. Even warmer, mid-70s by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Gainesville, 37 in Damascus, 49 degrees in Washington. More than 450,000 votes had already been cast before anyone heard the Trump tape. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Bottom of this hour, we've got Larry Kudlow with CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, right now, when I'm looking at sources of information, if I come across the name Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner, I stop and read it because I find her reporting to be really, really solid on all the stuff that's going on with regard to emails, etc. And, you know, there have been a whole bunch of emails and documents that have been dumped into the hopper. Some have come from WikiLeaks. Some are being released by the State Department. Every day, it seems, we got a whole bunch of more documents. It's hard to keep up with everything that's been dropped into the hopper. But that's why we have Sarah Westwood on the job with us today to help us understand it. She's actually written an article, 14 Things We Learned from WikiLeaks' New Clinton-Related Emails, and that's a good place to start. Good morning, Sarah Westwood.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. It's good to have you. Okay. So, look, I mean, it is almost hard to keep up with all of the stuff that is floating around, what with, you know, our government slowly, painstakingly releasing documents, WikiLeaks, Guccifer 2's out there. We got all this stuff going on. So what did you find as you went through all of these emails that were dropped into the hopper by WikiLeaks the other day?
Well, from the emails that were released yesterday, I think one of the most striking things that we learned was that the Clinton campaign tried repeatedly to distract the media from the emails. And one of the tactics that they used was trying to use Benghazi as a distraction tactic. The Benghazi fight was one they thought they could win, and they knew that they couldn't win on emails. So they tried to get the press to focus on Benghazi, and they tried to have Hillary Clinton's responses focus on Benghazi, and by doing that, she avoided having to talk about the emails while giving the appearance of transparency. And that seemed to be a fairly effective tactic. If you remember, anytime she was asked about the emails after the fall, she just pointed to her 11-hour testimony before the Benghazi committee and said, you know, I've answered all these questions, even though that Benghazi testimony was totally unrelated to her email.
Yeah, you said that was what came out yesterday, but I mean, there were like 2,000 and plus emails that came out on Monday as well, right?
Right, on Friday. And those were particularly enlightening because they contained transcripts of the paid speeches that she gave to special interest groups, and it showed a heard doublespeak on a variety of issues, from the Keystone Pipeline to trade. She's advocating for open borders. She's telling big banks that politicians need to have a public position and a private position. It really undercuts a lot of the core messages of her campaign.
One of the interesting things that I read had to do with what Hillary Clinton was saying privately about Syrian refugees, specifically that they couldn't possibly be vetted, and they know that the ISIS terror network is trying to infiltrate the refugees. What are the details there, and what was the context of those comments?
Well, Hillary Clinton was speaking to a luncheon sponsored by a Jewish group in Chicago, and she basically said that, you know, there was no way for the Jordanians to vet the number of refugees flowing in from Syria. So there was no way to know if there were jihadists hiding among the, quote, legitimate refugees. That's the same fears that the U.S. is facing right now. The Republicans have pointed out that at the rate that Hillary Clinton has proposed, 65,000 Syrian refugees, there's really no way for the Department of Homeland Security to apply adequate vetting measures to that volume of people. And Hillary Clinton's core argument is that, of course, we can vet that many people. Right. And her plan is airtight because, you know, we're just not going to let the terrorists in. It's that simple. But it's clear that she understands, at least privately, that that is sort of an impossible undertaking.
There was also, I mean, some of this is, you know, not necessarily directed at Hillary Clinton, but it's just sort of good and gossipy. One of them that you have written about was an email that dealt with Chelsea Clinton, of all people, and somebody who called her a spoiled brat. What's the background on that?
So Chelsea Clinton was called a spoiled brat by one of Bill Clinton's longest and closest aides. Doug Band was Bill Clinton's body man for years. Mm-hmm. He helped found the Clinton Foundation. Then he went on to start a consulting firm. Chelsea Clinton was complaining to her father that this consulting firm that Doug Band was running was calling clients and calling members of the British Parliament on behalf of Bill Clinton without Bill Clinton knowing about it, basically using his name to make money. And this really angered Doug Band because he thought that Chelsea Clinton was trying to ruin his company. So he called her a spoiled brat. He said that she's just doing this because she has nothing else going on in her life. And it was striking to see someone who's so close to Bill Clinton just trash the former first daughter like that.
Has there been any suggestion from the Clinton campaign that these emails are in some way not legitimate, that they're fraudulent, that their WikiLeaks has just, you know, made these up and they're not real? Have they confirmed them? What have they said?
John Podesta on Sunday tried to imply that these emails were not legitimate, but during the debate on Sunday night, Hillary Clinton basically confirmed the legitimacy of these emails by saying that, you know, she justified one of the paid speeches by that she was asked about, mm-hmm, by saying that when she was talking about needing a public and private position, she was really just referring anecdotally to Abe Lincoln. That's obviously not the case. If you read the transcript, it's a verbatim copy of what she said. But by disputing specific aspects of those emails, she's basically confirming that they were real.
Yeah, and a lot of things that came out in the, especially in the John Podesta emails, have to do with the statements that she has made in these speeches. For example, saying that she's in favor of open borders when she says she is not on the campaign trail. It would seem to me that in any other election cycle, when things weren't so dramatic in other arenas, that that would have been a huge, huge story.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the key reasons she survived that very tough primary with Bernie Sanders is because she came out against TPP and because she came out against the Keystone Pipeline. And that's one of her core defenses against Donald Trump, who's built this populist appeal based in part on his opposition to these big trade deals. I mean, that's one of the two big planks of his campaign, along with immigration. So that erodes one of Hillary Clinton's professed justifications for her candidacy, and that should be a big deal. Luckily for her, that lewd tape of Donald Trump dropped within about an hour, wow, of the first set of WikiLeaks emails.
That is remarkable timing,
what
isn't it, Sarah Westwood?
What a coincidence that is, yeah.
Our guest is Sarah Westwood, investigative reporter, Washington Examiner. We just got a minute left. I'd love to turn the focus, as I often like to do, on the media. These emails really show a remarkable relationship, yeah, between the Clinton campaign and members of the media. What did you discover there? And most specific, I mean, the stuff with John Harwood, the guy from CNBC who ended up being a atrocious moderator for a Republican debate. I mean, it looks like they're, you know, they're long lost brother and sister, these two. What did you see there?
Well, we saw, again, John Harwood was one of several journalists who was found to be basically working with the Clinton campaign in effect to produce favorable coverage. We saw an MSNBC producer also just fawning over Hillary Clinton. We saw a New York Times reporter working very closely with the Clinton campaign. And this is something that we obviously suspect, right? We see the favorable coverage that comes from some of these journalists, and you suspect that potentially, you know, there's something else going on there when some of the unflattering aspects of her candidacy are papered over. But when you see the way that they're almost colluding behind the scenes, it's a little troubling that the gatekeepers at some of the biggest media outlets in the country would work so hand in glove with a candidate like that.
All right, Sarah Westwood, investigative reporter for the Washington Examiner. Stay on the job. I know there'll be some more stuff coming.
Thank you.
All right. It's 8:15.
Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland on 270 as you approach Route 80 Urbana. That's where the volume begins, and I'm seeing very little break as you extend down to the lane divide onto the 270 spur. In Bethesda, inner loop starts to get a bit sluggish. Outer loop, the normal volume and through to Silver Spring. A little bit better on the Virginia Beltway because the crash is out of the travel lanes. Outer loop of the Beltway, leaving Springfield still slow, heading toward the Wilson Bridge, but a crash up ahead near Eisenhower Avenue to the shoulder. Inner loop through Annandale slowing. Also, 66. We have our latest problem, and they all seem to be minor on 66, but causing major delays. Eastbound 66 at 29 Centerville now to the left shoulder, so the rubbernecking slowing through that stretch. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A beautiful fall day today, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 67. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 52. And then tomorrow, well, it's going to be even more beautiful. Just a few passing clouds, otherwise mostly sunny, high of 69. Right now, it's 47 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:17. The aforementioned 23. D.C. is now, the D.C. Council is expected to vote on a bill today giving tougher penalties for any driver caught using a handheld device or texting while they're driving. Right now, if they do it three times, this is the new consideration.
Yeah.
If they're caught doing it three times in an 18-month period,
right,
they will lose their license.
Wow.
From 30 to 90 days fined $200.
First-time offenders, $100.
Right.
Second offense within 18 months, $150. Three times, you lose your license. Wow.
And back in the under the old rules, if you were caught using your device and you're fined $100, you were able to get the penalty waived if you can go prove that you bought a hands-free device.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking that away now. You're not going to be able to.
So you can't use a hands-free device in your car?
No. Before, if you were fined for using your device,
right,
you could have the penalty removed if you could go to the court and prove that you have purchased a hands-free device.
Oh, okay, I got you.
In other words, you say, I'm sorry. I'll go get a hands-free device,
right,
and then now you can't do that anymore.
Wow.
Second offense within 18 months is a $150 fine. Then you get a $200 fine, and you'll get your license suspended 30 to 90 days. Why don't they just cut to the chase?
Yeah, well, what do you think that they
electric
should do?
Electric chair.
Electric chair for people who
use the phone. You use your smartphone while you're driving, electric chair.
Mm-hmm.
Just cut to the chase. What are they messing around for here?
You know, I'm often very critical. I know you'll be surprised to hear me say. I'm often very critical of the district and the way they enforce their traffic laws, and I'm not so sure that this is way out of line. I mean, I really do have some concern about the rising use of these devices that distract people, especially in a situation where you've put drivers of cars and drivers of bicycles together in such close proximity to one another that if you don't really make sure that people are paying attention, somebody's going to get killed.
Yeah.
It's a matter of time. And so, I think this is a little tough, and I don't know exactly how they're going to track this. Apparently, there's some problems. They don't have the technology to track how many first, second, and third offenses there have been, and it'll take some time for them to get that technology. But I really am concerned about the continuing use of these devices while you're driving.
I have one problem with the law, and then I've got one comment to make. The problem is that it doesn't differentiate between sitting at a stop sign or a red light, mm-hmm, and driving 40 miles an hour down Military Road. a military drive. So there should be a distinction. If you're at a red light and your phone dings, or if you want to check your directions or something, you should be able to check it. But secondly, checking directions leads me to the second thing. Is every single Uber driver in this city and every single cab driver in this city going to be fined like this? Because has anyone here gotten into an Uber and not had the Uber driver staring at his GPS device the entire time he is trying to take you anywhere in the city?
Yeah, on his phone, right?
That's how they do it. Uber drivers, you get into an Uber and you tell them where you're going. You type in the address in the phone, and they've got their phone there, and sometimes it's sitting on the passenger seat, sometimes it's clipped to a device, but they're constantly looking at their own app that gives them directions to where they're driving, because they don't know where they're going in the city half of the time. And it's not, I'm just using Uber because that's an example, but it's the same with Lyft, and it's same with taxi drivers, because sadly in this town half of the taxi drivers don't know their way around the city either.
That's right.
So you know, if I'm going to get fined because I have to check an important text message or email while I'm sitting at a red light, then every single taxi and Uber driver in this town should be fined as they're going about doing their job, as they've been trained to do their jobs. But something tells me they're not going to do that.
I wonder if they'll have similar penalties for people who are seen driving while applying makeup and eyeliner.
Or eating a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
While they're, I mean, you don't tell me that doesn't distract you either. I mean, or what about, you know, listen, I can tell you that I've driven under a lot of conditions, a lot of miles in many different parts of this country, in traffic, freeways, what have you, expressways. There is nothing, absolutely nothing more distracting as a driver than having your kids in the back seat engaged in an argument or engaged in some kind of shenanigans or engaged in a conversation.
We need to ban that for sure.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying we're picking one aspect of just, and I'm not trying to minimize the danger of staring at your phone while you're driving your car. But there are a lot of things that distract drivers. But I think that it's just this trendy, sexy thing that politicians love to do now. And they get in the way of this and they try to, you know, outdo themselves with the fine. So like I said, TCA, let's just cut to the chase. It's the death penalty. Yeah, the only way to really stop it is to give the death penalty. That will stop it, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that that's maybe where we're headed.
Or waterboarding. Okay, there's one reason to keep Gitmo open.
That's right. If you have three violations, we're going to waterboard you.
By the way, if you're texting while driving using your Galaxy Note 7, I think the problem is going to solve itself. It's 822 on WMA Hill.
A stroke can strike lightning fast. When it does, minutes matter. The George Washington University Hospital is designated as a comprehensive stroke center, the highest stroke care designation available. That means we care for the most complex stroke patients in the D.C. area. Don't let a stroke strike you. Visit gwstrokecenter.com to take a free stroke risk assessment. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Kids are back to school. Now it's time to get your house back to clean. But don't freak out. You got some great experts on your side to help you do it. Zero Res. That's the company I use to clean my carpets and my upholstery. They're ready to help you. They will leave your carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft again, just like they did for me and my upholstery. The lovely, beautiful, and talented Mrs. O'Connor is so happy when Zero Res comes out. And now we get to snuggle on our love seat together, and it's all clean and it's fresh smelling and it's beautiful looking. And here's the great thing about this. Not only do you make your wife happy by getting this done and getting Zero Res out there to clean things up, but this is a smart idea too, because if you get your carpets done now, that clean is going to last you through the holidays. And you know you're going to have to get your carpets clean for the holidays, so why not just get it done now? Zero Res is just that good. Have Lewis and the crew out there. It's a family-owned business, and they really respect the WMAL listeners. Call them today. Ask for the WMAL special. They're going to do your carpets for $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221, or online at zeroresdcmetro.com.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. When it's time for you to sell, do what hundreds have already done. Vote your pocketbook and choose the number one hybrid agent in the DMV. Remember, we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Ah, yes, it's that time of year again. Football's in full swing. The seasonal coffee drinks are brewing, and the annual maintenance fee for your timeshare is about to be mailed out. Don't you just love the fall? Chris Plant here. If you want that timeshare you're not using anymore to vacate your life, do what thousands of people are doing every month. Call Timeshare Exit Team, the industry leader when it comes to getting you out of your timeshare safely, legitimately, and forever. The fact of the matter is, most timeshare contracts are in perpetuity. That means they don't expire. They pass from you to your kids to their kids. Friends, leave your kids memories. Maybe a family heirloom. Don't leave them a timeshare with increasing maintenance fees. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. Call today and schedule your free in-person consultation to review your contract and your options. Then, if you want out, know that Timeshare Exit Team stands behind their service with a 100% money-back guarantee. Research them at TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, good news on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Earlier incident long gone now, inbound to Dower House Road, and those delays have actually eased, so good shape now to the Beltway. How we've shaped up on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, lanes open, heavy south of 32 as you approach and pass 198 down past 197, nothing remaining blocked. On 29, that was one of our bailout routes from the earlier closure, southbound 29 still heavy through Columbia. We have a new problem with southbound 29 right near 32 for the crash, a little bit of volume into Burtonsville, and again in White Oak, I'm seeing the stop and go. Now for 95 southbound Maryland, once you get past 100 and 175, next biggest set of delays before you get to the ICC to get onto each loop of the Capitol Beltway. Virginia Beltway out of loop at Eisenhower Avenue, crash cleared. Metro Rail no longer single tracking the Green Line trains in Greenbelt, but residual delays. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people, make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warming temperatures on the backside of high pressure. A few clouds, a clear sky this morning, this afternoon. Sun with some high clouds, 67 degrees. Tonight, partial clouds down near 52. Suburbs down into the 40s. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, 69. Mid-70s, more sunshine on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
47 degrees at 8:27. So the caring, feeling, compassionate women on The View took up the question of Donald Trump and his press conference that he had with the victims of Bill Clinton's escapades.
Right, uh-huh.
And just so you remember, again, this is where women go to discuss women's issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a story about women who claim, and many of them, I think, quite credibly, that they were sexually assaulted and preyed upon by Bill Clinton, either pre-presidency or during his presidency. Here's Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar examining this information.
Let's start with the fact that she was the victim in this. She was the person to whom dirty was done. And
she being Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was the victim.
Right.
Of Bill Clinton.
That's what she's saying.
Donald redid the dirty by reintroducing to the victim.
Yeah.
Okay. He reintroduced it and redid it.
As you were just saying in the break, she wouldn't bring all the dirt up because she was being nice about the fact that her daughter is in the audience.
And his daughters are in the audience and his ex-wives are watching.
Yeah.
Why? Only a man like that would think that that was the way to go.
How is Hillary the victim? Well, I mean, I think you could say she's a victim of her husband, but not a victim. These women were the victims.
Well, she had the opportunity to be the victim, but she instead decided to be the enabler,
right,
and trash these women at the moment that it came time. So you're right. Let's focus on the actual women. What does Joy Behar say about the actual women who were in Bill Clinton's sights?
I would like to apologize to those tramps that have slept with my husband. Maybe she could have said that.
They're tramps. Juanita Broderick, who says that she was raped by Bill Clinton, is a tramp.
Democrats are always telling us that we should believe those who say they've been sexually assaulted, unless they happen to have been sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton.
It's 8:29.
Hey, my name's Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL, big night for the Nats. Well, technically a day for the Nats yesterday, but either way, it was huge. We'll tell you all about it and speak to Larry Kudlow of CNBC.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart has been fired as Virginia chairman of the Donald Trump campaign after leading a protest yesterday outside RNC headquarters. But Stewart says the RNC has drained money from Virginia and sent it to other states.
Money that was raised by Mr. Trump for the Trump campaign, and it was done with a joint fundraising agreement with RNC, is being diverted out of Virginia because we don't have a significant down-ticket race. We don't have a U.S. Senate race, and so therefore they've moved the money out of Virginia. We don't even have signs in Virginia.
Stewart spoke last hour on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. An armed robbery led to a multi-car accident and then a carjacking on the BW Parkway overnight. That's why the southbound parkway in Laurel was closed for several hours. It is reopened now. But the suspect who started the whole thing remains at large this morning. Rescuers are back out this morning across North Carolina helping save people trapped by floodwaters left behind by Hurricane Matthew. And those who do make it back home are often finding nothing to go back home to.
I don't understand it. There's a few things that can be cleaned and saved, but just about everything's gone.
Officials say at least three North Carolina rivers will reach record levels, with some not even cresting until Friday. Many hurricane victims in Haiti, meanwhile, are still waiting for food, clean water, and medical care a week after the storm hit. This is the last day for D.C. residents to register to vote online or with a mailed-in application. If you missed today's deadline, though, you can still vote by registering during early voting, which begins October 22nd, or even on Election Day at your polling place. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,329, the Nasdaq at 5329. Sports: homers by Jason Worth and Anthony Rendon lead the Nationals to a Game 3 win over the Dodgers. The Giants stay alive with a Game 3 win over the Cubs. American League: Cleveland eliminates the Red Sox. Monday Night Football: Tampa Bay wins. NBA preseason: the Wizards lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you visit LyftDC.com, that's LYFTDC.com, you can make money driving your own car. I could rattle off the reasons why drivers love Lyft, like how you get paid just for joining and earning weekly 20% bonuses and keep 100% of your tips, but let's be real. You want to hear it from a real Lyft driver, like Paula in Pittsburgh.
Well, to be honest, I started driving for the money, but what Lyft gives me that my other options can't is flexibility. As a busy mom, I need to spend time with my kids, so the opportunity to earn any time is priceless. And hey, I'm a people person. Lyft passengers fill my days with stories, laughs, music, and I get to help them out too, you know? It's more than a ride.
To join Paula on the road and take home hundreds in earnings bonuses and tips every week, apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. Plus, for a limited time, new drivers get a $500 bonus after signing up. Terms apply.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
There's this fairy tale, maybe you remember it, about a certain emperor. Remember, he thought he bought some new clothes that only certain people could see. It turns out he went on parade buck naked. The only one willing to tell him the truth was a small boy from the kingdom. It reminds me of something one of my stand-up guys told me recently. See, there was another company out there that told the homeowner they needed a whole new system. All they really needed was just a simple repair. Well, luckily, the homeowner called Snell for a second opinion. opinion. And my stand-up guy, of course, did the right thing. Now, here's the thing. If that homeowner really had needed a system, you can bet we would have quoted them a fair price. And right now, we can make replacing your system especially affordable with rebates up to $1,600 on a qualifying Lennox system. Hey, we're not here to take the shirt off your back. That's no way to stay comfortable in winter.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
There's nothing like getting home from work and seeing a package you've ordered, but then discovering it's been stolen. Protect your packages. 7 on Your Side shows you how to outsmart porch pirates. Watch ABC 7 News at 6 tonight when you get home.
Tonight, it's a whole new night of ABC Funny Premiere. Starting with The Middle on its new night.
They're growing up, moving on.
Good. That, it's American Housewife, the new comedy they're calling Flat Out Awesome.
The Fraser, I asked you to hide the candy, not make it more delicious.
New time for Fresh Off the Boat in Taiwan with guest star Ken Jeong.
We flew direct.
And The Real O'Neals. New time, more What the Funny.
I'm just going to hop on the Rainbow Bat phone and call everyone.
Followed by Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side. 7 on Your Side, four little words that pack a big punch, that protect you from ripoffs, that spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words 7 on Your Side.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, it's been about the volume, but a lot of it continuing through Urbana and most of the way extending into Rockville and onto the Beltway heading into Virginia toward the Legion Bridge. Topside, we're still solid from 95 to George Avenue. Out of Columbia, the crash southbound 29 at 32. They're trying to confine that all to the shoulder. Now for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound lanes have been reopened between 198 and 197. Still have the volume there, but I have a crash reported inside the Beltway on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway as you pass 202 as you approach that lane divide for New York Kenilworth Avenue. Heading to the Wilson Bridge out of Virginia, out of Springfield, the crash out of Loop at Telegraph Road. That was cleared to the shoulder, but still delays as you come out of Newington on 95. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warming temperatures on the backside of high pressure. A few clouds, a clear sky this morning. This afternoon, sun with some high clouds, 67 degrees. Tonight, partial clouds down near 52. Suburbs down into the 40s. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, 69. Mid-70s, more sunshine on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Manassas, 44 in Waldorf, 49 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It's 8:37. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson. It's Mornings on the Mall. And hey, let's talk a little bit about media hypocrisy, shall we? Because it's been announced now that Billy Bush, the entertainment anchor over there on Access Hollywood and on the Today Show, has been suspended by NBC. In a memo to staffers, Vice President Noah Oppenheim said, "I know we've all been deeply troubled by the revelations of the past 48 hours. Let me be clear. There's simply no excuse for Billy's language and behavior on that tape." NBC has decided to suspend Billy pending further review of the matter. So his job is being threatened right now. Okay, now listen, I make no defense for Billy Bush. We generally don't spend a whole lot of time wringing our hands over the go-to Kardashian expert there on NBC, all right?
Yeah.
But let's just talk about this for a minute, because they're now threatening Billy Bush's job because he happened to be on the bus and was giggling and sort of part of the conversation with Donald Trump, right? Okay, so who is the most celebrated new hire by that same network, NBC? What have we heard the most press coverage about, and everyone's just gushing about his performance?
I know the answer.
Yeah,
to that. It would be Alec Baldwin.
It would be Alec Baldwin. And when did we last talk about Alec Baldwin with relation to NBC? You may forget. About 2 years ago, he was fired by NBC.
Yep.
He had a show on MSNBC, and he got fired. Why was he fired? Because of this.
Get away from my wife and the baby with the camera. What language you want that in? What language you want it in?
Oh, that's really precious, isn't it? Alec Baldwin was caught on a hot mic saying offensive and homophobic slurs to a photographer. Now, listen, you can be angry or defend Alec Baldwin. It must be hard having to deal with a life where there are people constantly taking pictures of you while you're walking down the street.
Yeah.
But he started screaming at this guy in a fitful rage, shoved him around, and called him a word that begins with F in exchange for a homosexual.
Yes.
He also used another word that was incredibly derogatory for gay people. And NBC at the time thought it was so outrageous that they fired
him. They fired him.
And wait a minute. Hold on a second. Alec Baldwin caught on a hot mic saying inappropriate things.
When else
this
might
rings
that have
another
happened?
Bell, doesn't it?
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
That's Alec Baldwin leaving a voicemail for, wait for it now, his 11-year-old daughter.
Yep.
And that was while he was on 30 Rock when he did that. So this is Alec Baldwin now, who NBC at the exact same time not only celebrates, but put him on their show Saturday night lampooning Donald Trump for being caught on a hot mic. Mm-hmm.
And I would like to take this time to formally apologize.
What are you saying?
Yeah. So I just want to be clear. Listen, if NBC wants to suspend and fire Billy Bush because 11 years ago he was sitting on a bus having this conversation with Donald Trump, they can, obviously. But they just hired Alec Baldwin, and they're making him a big star and promoting him for Saturday Night Live. And Alec Baldwin now twice has been caught on a hot mic saying horrible things.
Right.
And one of those times, NBC fired him, and now they've rehired him.
Well, and let's not even go down the path of Brian Williams, who told stories on the air, and that they had to take him off the air for a while, but they brought him back in the process of rehabilitating him.
Well, they suspended him, which I guess is equal to what they are doing with Billy Bush, and I guess you're right.
I mean, but there are a lot of people thinking that Billy Bush will never once ever again grace the airwaves of NBC.
Well, it depends. If he can come back and lampoon Republicans and Donald
Trump,
then it would
be
like
okay.
Alec Baldwin
that would
does.
Be all right.
In fact, and let's just keep it in the realm. You know, I'm giving you two examples of Alec Baldwin being caught on a hot mic saying inappropriate and horrible things. Let's keep it in the vein of saying inappropriate and horrible things, because Brian Williams, you know, yes, he made up stories, and none of it was inappropriate, none of it was offensive. You know, they're saying that this was inexcusable and offensive, what Billy Bush was doing in this conversation. So let's keep it in that category, shall we? Mm-hmm. Howard Stern. He wasn't caught on a hot mic. Does anyone doubt what Howard Stern's brand has been for the last 25 years in the radio business?
No, we're pretty clear on that.
In television and film. His whole identity is saying rude, offensive, pushing the envelope.
Absolutely.
Derogatory things about women, about gay men, about races, you name it.
And he's getting other people to do it as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And this very same network, proud as a peacock, NBC, hired that Howard Stern to be one of the judges on their family show,
right?
America's Got Talent.
Right.
And while he was on the air, every single day he was on the radio doing his shtick, saying rude, offensive, horrible things, and then at night he was on NBC's airways. And NBC didn't seem to have a problem with that either.
No, they don't.
It's pretty remarkable. You know what? Oh, we didn't ask for your calls, but you want to chime in on it, so I'm terribly happy to let you come in. How about Jason in Baltimore?
Hey, Jason.
Sorry about your Ravens and Orioles, Jason.
Yeah,
you're on WM.
Very sad about that, but go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Well, I just wanted to talk to you because it's hypocritical. I'm just tired of the whole thing, the Democrats and NBC making a big fuss about a video about what Trump said. Look, the man screwed up. What he said wasn't exactly the most appealing thing for a woman, but let's get real. When you have a daily bombardment of people, women like Kim Kardashian, who we all know how she became famous for, and YouTube videos of women twerking and doing things. Come on, this is. I'm just tired of the whole thing.
All right, Jason, I hear you. I mean, you told Heather you specifically want to talk about Billy Bush, which is where we're focused right now, but I'd appreciate your sentiment, trust me. Listen, NBC needs to get their standards straight here. Either they appreciate and accept inappropriate remarks, whether said part of Howard Stern's broadcast career or caught on a hot mic with Alec Baldwin. Either that's acceptable or it's unacceptable. But they can't have it both ways to Sunday.
No, they can't. It's 8:43.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's Jamie Whitten. Have you ever dreamed of going to a dentist and actually enjoying the visit? Think that's impossible? Well, it can happen. It really can. And I can tell you where that dream place is. It's Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And all thanks to Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob. They are now my dentists. And I can tell you, it really is the best place for you to get that beautiful smile. Now, as a patient, I want to tell you what makes Bethesda Sedation Dentistry so special. Now, in addition to being great dentists, they really understand dental fear and they put you at ease. It's such a comfortable office to go to as well. Everyone's so nice. They provide personalized attention while being non-judgmental to patients that may not have been to the dentist in years. So trust me. Now, if you have any dental fear at all, or if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for that great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's 301-530-2434, 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Hey friends, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of The Eric Stewart Show, with exciting news. My wildly popular free seminar on how to sell your home for top dollar is returning to Tyson's Corner and North Bethesda this month. Hear the market outlook, find the best time to sell your home, get tips on ridding clutter out of your house, and discover the improvements that will make you money. Learn where to put a dollar in to get $2 back. You can register at ericstewartgroup.com or call 1-800-900-5377. Again, 800-900-5377.
8:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're busy, Virginia. A lot of late accidents popping up still. Fox Mill Road in the Reston area. Fox Mill Road at the Reston Parkway. Still watch for police at the scene of the crash, and it's slow in all directions, especially on Fox Mill Road on the approach to Reston Parkway. 606 Old Ox Road at Overland Drive. Crash cleanup continues. That's south of the Dulles Greenway, north of Evergreen Mills Road. Annandale, inside the Beltway, Little River Turnpike at Annandale Road for the crash. Again, each way seeing slowdowns. Now, as you come out of Springfield, on I-95 out of Newington, slows onto each loop of the Beltway inner loop into Annandale. Outer loop over toward Telegraph Road, but improving. The outer loop crash near Eisenhower Avenue, finally, that's been cleared. All lanes have been reopened there. And Metro Rail no longer single tracking on those Green Line trains, but residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Some beautiful fall-like weather here over the next few days. 67, a few afternoon clouds with sunshine today. Tonight down near 52, partial clouds. Tomorrow clouds and sunshine with a high near 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
48 degrees right now. It's 8:46 on WMAL. All right, let's not all be pouring beer and champagne over each other's heads quite yet. But the Nationals took a commanding 2-1 lead over the dirtbag L.A. Dodgers yesterday in L.A. with, like, only about 12 hours rest between games.
Yeah.
They now are up 2-1 in the NLDS. This is a best of five. I thought they'd win it in five, but, boy, they're on the verge of winning it in four
Do you know that if they win the next two games, they will do something that has not been done with a D.C. baseball team since 1924?
Yeah.
19-24.
Win a playoff game, they only have to win one more. This is a best of five.
That's so right. It'll be one more.
So game four is scheduled for 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Also in L.A., no starting pitchers have been announced yet. But when you looked at how this whole thing sort of sorted out there in terms of the pitching matchups and everything, yesterday's game was first assumed that it would be sort of the best day for the Dodgers.
Right.
Game three, they're home, and Gio Gonzalez has been shaky for the Nats. But, boy, pretty great game, and the bats finally came alive.
Right.
Jason Wirth, a huge day. And he said after the game, he said, listen, I don't have a whole lot of playoff games left in me, man. And so he made it count yesterday. So very exciting now for the Nationals. Not so exciting if you're a Red Sox fan. The good news is here, ladies and gentlemen, that you won't have an insufferable Red Sox fan to bother you anymore until next season, because they got swept by the Cleveland Indians yesterday over there in the American League. The Giants are still alive against the Cubs, as they won in dramatic fashion. So that series is now 2-1. But if things finish the way they're shaping up right now, the next round, and I want to count the chickens, would be the Nats versus the Cubs, and that would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Also in In sporting news, don't look now, but the Dallas Cowboys, you know, well, let's look at how things are shaping up in the NFC East right now.
Yeah.
You had the Eagles losing, and you had the Redskins winning. So Eagles are 3-1 because they had a bye week. Redskins are 3-2, and next week they meet. They basically could be vying for first place in the,
it's possible, the NFC East.
Who could win that. And then, meanwhile, the Cowboys are not doing too badly over there in
even
Dallas.
Even without Romo.
Exactly. In fact, don't look now, but it looks like they could very well have a quarterback controversy brewing there.
Well, I love a good quarterback controversy.
Tony Romo's MRI yesterday was very encouraging. He's been sidelined, you know, since preseason with that broken bone in his back. But he could be back with the team by their Week 7 bye week.
Huh.
However, there's already some grumbling in Dallas, where they are very happy with their rookie backup, their Dak Prescott, who has been doing pretty well. And, I mean, listen, he's a rookie, and he hasn't been phenomenal, but he's managed the offense, and they've been able to put together some W's. So, including a very impressive win in impressive fashion over the Cincinnati Bengals this last Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, wouldn't it be nice for the Cowboys to have a quarterback controversy just to sort of get them all stuck and tied in knots?
I'm sort of glad we don't have one right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're fun. They're entertaining.
It seems like it's like the
but
the,
it's nice to just have a quarterback who just goes out and wins three games in a row.
After losing two games.
Yeah, well, that is true. You had to point that out.
I don't know. It seems to me that second only to football as the nation's capital's favorite sport here in Washington is arguing over the quarterback of the Redskins. Mm-hmm. The Redskins are the favorite team, but the favorite sport is arguing who the quarterback is. Speaking of arguments over quarterbacks, of course, Colin Kaepernick has led the charge with protests over the Star Spangled Banner. None other than notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg Associate Justice, has chimed in on this, and you might be surprised by the former ACLU executive director's opinion.
Would I arrest them for doing it? No. I think it's dumb and disrespectful. I would have the same answer if you asked me about flag burning. I said, I think it's a terrible thing to do, but I wouldn't lock a person up for doing it. If they want to be stupid, there's no law that should be prevented. If they want to be arrogant, there's no law that prevents them from that.
So I find myself
stupid, arrogant,
dumb, disrespectful, but of course not illegal, which is exactly what a true patriotic American should say about these protests. I only wish our president had said something as forcefully
as
Ruth
nice.
Bader Ginsburg, of all people.
It's 8:50.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You can faint for a lot of different reasons, some serious, some not. So how do you know? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A new Canadian study finds the way fainting patients are examined in emergency rooms varies greatly between physicians and hospitals. Researchers at the University of Ottawa say about 10% of people who go to the emergency room for fainting experience a serious adverse event within a week to a month after their visit. So they created a simple screening tool to help streamline the exam. Among the 9 questions, was the fainting triggered by the patient being in a warm or crowded place, standing for a long time, or experiencing intense fear, emotion, or pain? Do they have a history of heart disease, abnormal EKG measurements, or an abnormal blood pressure reading during their ER visit? The goal is to get low-risk patients discharged quickly, making more resources available for the more serious cases. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free. So call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Eddie. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Eddie's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Powertrain Sport. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office in Reston, Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, one of our latest problems, Virginia Beltway, trying to get out of Springfield and heading in toward Annandale. Right as you come off of that 95 merge onto the Beltway, that's where we have the crash, two lanes blocked. In Annandale, a little bit better inside the Beltway. Now looks like all lanes have been reopened on the Little River Turnpike, 236 at Annandale Road. Still struggling out in Reston with the accident on Fox Mill Road at the Reston Parkway. We shape up like this. Baltimore-Washington Parkway delays south into Jessup, and then again between 198 and 197, slow, but all of your lanes open. And for Maryland 95, your volume begins before the ICC to the Beltway. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mainly clear and crisp mornings and sunny afternoons with temperatures hovering a couple degrees below normal right on through tomorrow. Sunshine with some afternoon clouds today, 67. Partial clouds tonight, 52. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Warming up a bit right now, 51 degrees, heading up to 67. It's 8:56.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses, twice as many strains as a traditional flu shot. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova. Join the future of health.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic.
Oh, I got plenty of it, too.
Hey, remember that empty lot on 8th Street Northwest when you're getting on 395?
Yeah, used to say GPO. I've spent hours stuck in traffic there.
Well, Tom at work told us the story behind it. Moran's ex-wife owns it.
Luann Bennett? She's running for Congress.
Yep. Really connected developer. In the 90s, she got a sweetheart deal on it and had to build a preschool with daycare center on the land.
Close to federal buildings. That neighborhood could have really used it in the 90s.
Exactly. But she broke her promise to avoid a hefty tax bill.
She got away with it?
Of course. Connections and stuff.
So what happened with the preschool?
Developer Luann Bennett never built it. Made it a parking lot instead.
Useless.
Not for her. She rented it out for $5 million.
So Bennett avoids a $30 million tax bill but takes in $5 million in income?
Pretty much.
Developer Luann Bennett. She makes government work. For her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. NRCC.org.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can.
Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll be joined by KT McFarlane.
And coming up today on Washington's Drive at 5, we will get you home on your afternoon commute with the latest stories. Something tells me some of our topics this morning might continue in this afternoon. Chris Plant is here.
Chris Plant.
Look at that.
Well, running in from the thing. You see that you were talking about hypocrisy earlier, and there's plenty of it to go around. You see the full-page ad in the Washington Post today condemning Republicans for standing by Trump, and it's posted by MoveOn.org, which was created to defend Bill Clinton and smear all of the women that he sexually assaulted. Hypocrisy is theirs. It's an amazing time. We've got a whole